Breaking news this morning. The Kameno Commandos, our vigilante group concerned with porous borders and government overreach, took over the Camo Beach Ranger office in the old resort store. Dressed in camo gear and carrying hunting rifles and assault weapons, they barricaded the road down to the beach and the cabins, set up roadblocks near the entry station, and demanded that tourists still vacationing leave immediately. Walter Jorgensen, the commando's unofficial commandant, issued a press release to the Stamwatopoulos Gazette demanding that the park be returned to the people. Law enforcement, quick to respond to the potentially life-threatening takeover, shut down the highway outside the entrance to the park. State police soon joined forces with local sheriff's deputies and two SWAT teams from Snohomish County. The FBI was reportedly on the way. Seattle News helicopters were already circling and mobile satellite bands were camped on the highway while a tense standoff had barely begun. "We represent the people," spokesperson Jorgensen said via Facebook. "We are sick and tired of these land grabs by the federal government." He later clarified his statement to include state government as well, since Camo Beach, after all, is a state park. By noon today, the FBI and agents from Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco had set up a negotiating team via cell phone, although reception proved spotty most of the time. According to Vince Hammer, the FBI's senior agent in charge, the commandos' demands were a bit vague. They wanted the park vacated by all government thugs and returned to the true owners, themselves. Mr. Hammer mentioned that, in essence, they already own the land. "It's a state park, Mr. Jorgensen. You own it already. You drove right in, nobody stopped you, but now you're preventing anyone else from the public share in the park?" The commandos disagreed with this assessment strenuously. For the past 2 days, the stalemate has stood. I met with Vince Hammer yesterday and offered a possible solution to the impasse. Hammer was reluctant at first, but finally said, "What do we got to lose? We need to end this thing." "Today I walked into Camo carrying a white flag," actually just waved yesterday's underwear, "and met with the commandos who were obviously in serious television withdrawal. Walter's first demand when I sat down at the old fur table was for a television set to be brought into the park. Give it up, Walt. They don't have cable here, and I can tell you for a fact, reception without a long-distance antenna is zip. Maybe we could get you boys some videos from the library." "Hell, Walt, if you'd been thinking, you'd have taken over the library." "What are you doing here, Skeeter?" one of the vigilantes asked. I said I was just trying to be a good citizen. "I got a deal for you men, something you might want to consider before the FBI decides to quit playing cat and mouse with you and goes ballistic." "Give me liberty or give me death," Hank Griggs shouted, waving his double-barrel shotgun in the air. "You got the safety on?" I asked. "You're going to blow your leg off if you're not careful." "But let's cut the comedy, boys. I'm here to offer you a way out of this mess you've got yourself in, let you leave without losing face. You can take it or leave it, but I don't think you'll get a better deal." "Let's kick his ass out to the highway," Hank growled, still waving that 12-gauge recklessly. Walter growled back, "Let's hear him out." And so it was that we traded Hutchison Park, the little county park no one uses, a five-acre chunk of nettles and downfall I used to caretake as a volunteer, soon to be renamed Commando Corner. The boys surrendered the FBI and were allowed to leave with their weapons and their pride intact. Me, I gave up my lawn mowing chores at the park, and now they fall to the commandos. I give it about 6 weeks of that, and they'll beg the public to take it back.